Your favorite restaurant may be the latest front in the battle to clean up the San Joaquin Valley's notoriously poor air. But before new regulations go into effect, FM89's Ezra David Romero reports that local air quality officials are looking to work with the restaurant industry to learn more about what works and what doesn't when it comes to reducing pollution from commercial charbroilers.
People in Central California love barbecue. From backyard grills to popular new restaurants featuring tri-tip, ribs, and brisket, it's one of the biggest food trends in the valley. One Fresno destination is so popular, a line wraps around its building daily. Fresno's Doghouse Grill is valley famous for tri-tip, pulled pork, and their family recipe barbecue sauce.
297.
Connie Nicholson and her husband visit Doghouse weekly.
I like the barbecue sauce. It's very good. And the tri-tip's always just right. I get the tri-tip sandwich every time.
But it's not just the flavor that draws customers like the Nicholsons in. It's also the smell. The smoky aroma of beef permeates the area surrounding the restaurant. And when the outdoor grill is at full flame, taste buds salivate, doors open, and a line forms. Matt Billingsley is the eatery's general manager. He says smell is at the core of the restaurant's identity.
You know, a lot of people say, oh man, I was on the freeway and I smelt the barbecue pit burning. You know, I smelt the wood or I smelt the food. I had to come by.
But with that smell comes smoke. On most mornings, a large plume from the restaurant can be seen rising into the air above Shaw Avenue. And it's this smoke from Doghouse and other Valley restaurants that has attracted the attention of the Valley Air District in the ongoing attempt to clean up the region's air. Jamie Holt is a spokesperson with the district.
I mean, we understand the you know, you drive by and this mouth-watering smell. We understand that, and we want to talk to them. We want to figure out, hey, is there a way that we can have some of that? Maybe not so much, some of the smell, but not the smoke.
She says it's just one part of the plan to bring down fine particulate pollution, or PM2.5, to federal standards by the year 2019. And as other sources of particulate pollution, like diesel trucks, are becoming cleaner, the impact of restaurant charbroilers on air quality is significant. Bill Welch is an engineer with the University of California, Riverside. He studies particulate pollution emitted from charbroiled food.
A colleague and I did a comparison. You would have to drive that brand new diesel truck 143 miles to put out the same mass of particles as one charbroiled hamburger. And compared to the average diesel truck on the road, you would have to drive 10 miles with that diesel truck to put out the same mass of particles as one charbroiled hamburger. It's a serious issue.
He says it's crucial that regulators address restaurant charbroilers because they're
probably the single last unregulated source of primary particulate matter emissions in California.
And according to Welch, efforts now underway to regulate charbroilers here in the valley could have national implications.
People are looking here to California to show the way to reducing these emissions.
Exactly how the district plans to reduce those emissions remains unclear. Holt says while the specific solutions aren't yet in place, getting there will be a three-step process: demonstration, testing, and regulation with incentives.
We're hoping that we can get the ear of the restaurants. We need to really understand what's going on in their business with their hood system and their cook surfaces, and figure out how we can first put a demonstration project into place where we're basically going to pay a restaurant to install some of these new types of technology and then see how well they work.
She says dialogue with restaurant owners will be critical.
Everyone in the valley is being asked to do something with regard to improving air quality. We want to talk to them and figure out what would they be willing to do.
It's all part of the district's effort to meet EPA standards.
We need to meet the goal. Otherwise, we face a whole variety of action from the federal government.
But not everyone is comfortable with the Air District's plan. Adenike Adeyeye is with the San Francisco-based environmental group Earth Justice. Last year, her group asked the district to immediately begin regulating restaurants that use charbroilers, like other parts of the state.
I think that the Air District is saying that the Bay Area hasn't yet addressed all charbroiler controls, and that when the Valley Air District does implement its rule, it'll be broader, it'll address more of the charbroilers. But at the same time, that rule will take another 4 or 5 years to develop, and in the meantime, the Valley is doing nothing to control these emissions.
While some restaurant owners we talked to expressed concerns about the coming regulations or declined to comment, Billingsley with Doghouse Grill says that businesses shouldn't fear the rules.
I feel as if you're going to be successful in regulations, doing things correctly, making sure that your product speaks for itself. The smoke is a form of advertisement, and the idea of the smell and all that is great. But I think for the most part, you can do other ways to incline your business that would be just as successful as having something burning like we do outside.
Holt says her team is looking for restaurant owners who are willing to work with the district to develop standards that will not only create tasty burgers and beef, but breathable air for those that live in California's fertile valley. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero. 202, 202.